pretty distracting. And your face is really expressive. You're always in control of it, even the way your eyes behave. But not the colour.
She gave a faint smile.
But they're pale now, like green frost. You must be terribly afraid.
I'm guessing it's old-fashioned lust, I said in my roughest tones. It's not often a beautiful girl lets me get this close to her.
You always tell me the most beautiful lies,
she said, looking away from me and down to her hands.
Am I going to die?
No, I said firmly. Absolutely not.
Could...
She looked up at me and smiled again, her eyes wet but not overflowing.
Could you just say it out loud for me?
You aren't going to die, I said, getting to my feet. Come on, let's see if our lizard friend is gone yet. I wanted to keep her moving around and distracted, so we each had another little drink and headed back to the lookout. The Dracus lay sleeping in the sun. I took the opportunity to stuff the blanket and the dried meat into my travel sack. I felt guilty about stealing from the dead before, I said. But now, at least now we know why he was hiding in the middle of nowhere with a crossbow and a lookout and all that, Denna said. A minor mystery solved. I started to fasten up my travel sack, then, as an afterthought, packed the crossbow bolts as well.
What are those for?
She asked. They're worth something, I said. I'm in debt to a dangerous person. I could use every penny. I trailed off, my mind working. Denna looked at me, and I could see her mind jumping to the same conclusion.
Do you know how much that much resin would be worth? She asked.
Not really, I said, thinking about the £30, each with a wafer of black sticky resin congealed in the bottom, as big as a dinner plate. I'm guessing a lot. An awful lot. Denna shifted back and forth on her feet.
Cloth, I don't know how I feel about this. I've seen girls get hooked on this stuff. I need money, she gave a bitter laugh. I don't even have a second set of clothes right now.
She looked worried.
But I don't know if I need it this badly.
I'm thinking of apothecaries, I said quickly. They'd refine it into medicine. It's a powerful painkiller. The price won't be nearly as good as if we went to the other sort of people, but still, half a loaf. Denna smiled broadly.
I'd love half a loaf, especially since my cryptic prick of a patron seems to have disappeared.
We headed back down into the canyon. This time, as I emerged from the narrow passageway, I saw the evaporating pans in a different light. Now each of them was the equivalent of a heavy coin in my pocket. Next term's tuition, new clothes, freedom from my debt with Devi. I saw Denna looking at the trays with the same fascination, though hers was somewhat more glassy-eyed than mine.
I could live comfortably for a year off this, she said, and not be beholden to anyone.
I went to the tool shed and grabbed a scraper for each of us. At the end of a few minutes' work, we had combined all the black sticky pieces into a single wad the size of a sweet melon. She shivered a bit, then looked at me smiling. Her cheeks were flushed.
I suddenly feel really good.
She crossed her arms across her chest, rubbing her hands up and down.
Really, really good. I don't think it's just the thought of all that money.
It's the resin, I said. It's a good sign that it's taken this long to hit you. I'd have been worried if it had happened sooner. I gave her a serious look. Now listen, you need to let me know if you feel any heaviness in your chest or have any trouble breathing. So long as neither of those things happen, you should be fine. Denna nodded, then drew a deep breath and let it out again.
Ah, oh, sweet angel, Audle above, I feel great.
She gave me an anxious expression, but the wide grin kept spilling out.
Am I going to get addicted from this?
I shook my head and she sighed with relief.
You know the damnedest thing? I'm scared about getting addicted, but I don't care that I'm scared. I've never felt like this before. No wonder our big scaly friend keeps coming back for more.
Merciful Talu, I said. I didn't even think of that. That's why it was trying to claw its way in here. It can smell the resin. It's been eating the trees for 2 spans, 3 or 4 a day. The biggest sweet-eater of them all coming back to get his fix.
Denna laughed. Then her expression went horrified.
How many trees were left?
2 or 3, I said, thinking of the rows of empty holes and broken stumps. But it may have eaten another since we've been back here.
Have you ever seen a sweet-eater when they've got the hunger on them?
Denna said, her face stricken.
They go crazy.
I know, I said, thinking of the girl I'd seen in Tarbin dancing naked in the snow.
What do you think it's going to do when the trees run out?
I thought for a long moment. It's going to go looking for more, and it's going to be desperate, and it knows the last place where it found the trees had a little house that smelled like people. We're going to have to kill it.
Kill it?
She laughed, then pressed her hands against her mouth again.
With nothing but my good singing voice and your manly bravado.
She started to giggle uncontrollably, despite the fact that she was holding both her hands in front of her mouth.
God, I'm sorry, Quote. How long am I going to be like this?
I don't know. The effects of Ophelum are euphoria.
Check?
She winked at me, grinning. Followed by mania, some delirium if your dose was high enough, then exhaustion.
Maybe I'll sleep through the night for once, she said. You can't seriously expect to kill this thing. What are you going to use? A pointed stick?
I can't just let it run wild. Trayvon's only about 5 miles from here, and there's smaller farms closer than that. Think of the damage it would do.
But how? She repeated. How do you kill a thing like that?
I turned to the tiny shed. If we're lucky, this fellow had the good sense to buy a spare crossbow. I began to dig around, throwing stuff out the door. Stirring paddles, buckets, scrapers, spade, more buckets, a barrel. The barrel was about the size of a small keg of ale. I carried it outside the shed and pried off the lid. In the bottom was an oilcloth sack containing a large gummy mass of black Denna resin, at least 4 times as much as Denna and I had already scraped together. I pulled out the sack and rested it on the ground, holding it open for Denna to look. She peered in, gasped, then jumped up and down a little bit.
Now I can buy a pony,
she said, laughing. I don't know about a pony, I said, doing some calculations in my head, but I think before we split up the money we should buy you a good half harp out of this, I said. Not some sad liar.
Yes,
Denna said. Then she threw her arms around me in a wild, delighted hug.
And we'll get you.
She looked at me curiously, her sooty face inches away from my face.
What do you want?
Before I could say anything, do anything, the Dracus roared.